Welcome to Honest Money, your best guide to financial freedom. I'm Warren Ingram, the author of a few best-selling books, and I'm also an award-winning financial planner, and I've helped thousands of people on their journey to financial freedom. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am here to share my experience and the best ideas that I've learned, and I hope these ideas help you on your journey to financial freedom.
Hi, Warren. Thanks so much for this great podcast. I'm keen to know, if you missed out on the March lows last year, what does it mean if you are a long-term investor, and how big of a miss is it? Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you very much for your compliments on our podcast. We really appreciate it. You know, feel free to send us nice messages. We always like to hear nice stuff along with the bad stuff when we're doing things wrong. So your question is a really interesting one because, you know, if you missed out on the drop in the stock market in March 2020 and you did nothing, you know, what does it mean to you as a long-term investor? Well, the answer is that, you know, if you keep feeding your money into your investment portfolio on a monthly basis, whether it's by debit order or lump sum savings every now and then when you've got money, then, you know, missing out on a particular time in the market is not such a big issue, you know, especially when you're building up your savings. So the answer is that, you know, if you've got a 10 or 20 year time frame to invest, then what happened in March 2020 isn't such a big issue for you. But the big issue for me is that a lot of people, I've looked at quite a few stats from some of the big product providers. I know Momentum Behavioral Finance Unit did some big research on what was going on in their client base. And they saw that, a lot of investors, 300% more, did big switches in March 2020 compared to, for example, a normal month. So let's just say out of all the investors at Momentum, they might switch, let's say, 1,000 investments in a month, whether that's to move from cash to property or to bonds or to shares, it doesn't matter. Let's say the normal monthly amount was 1,000 switches. What happened in March 2020 was there were 3,000 switches, so three times more in that worst month in the stock market time. And what happened is most of those investors moved from shares to cash. And what's really tragic about that decision is that the stock market from the end of February 2020 to the end of February 2021 jumped by 33%. So if you were an investor in the stock market and you saw the world falling apart, right at the end of Feb because of this whole lockdown, and you were worried about that and you moved yourself to cash and you were waiting for things to get better and you're still sitting in cash 12 months later, that means that your portfolio would have been 33% higher. So if you had 100,000 Rand invested, that means your portfolio would be worth 150,000 Rand 1 year later. And that's a real tragedy for investors who chop and change their investments at the worst possible time. So I think that's maybe the real lesson for investors is not, that maybe you missed out an opportunity if you weren't, investing a lot more in March 2020. That, you know, that's okay. If you just did a normal debit order and, you know, your tax-free savings amount or something like that, your normal RA contribution, not such a big issue. But what you cannot do is make a big switch, make a big jump out of, you know, a share investment that's well diversified into cash when the markets are falling apart. Unfortunately, it's already too late. You know, the time to make a switch like that would have been January 2020 when there was nothing on the horizon. We all around the world thought that life was going to be good, and, you know, we were all worrying about small issues, not big issues, and you know, 2 months later the world fell apart. And when the world falls apart, it usually happens because of some big surprise event, something that no one could anticipate. And COVID is a fantastic example of a surprise event for investors. And so my big advice in a situation like this is stay invested. Don't panic when the world falls apart. And if you've got extra money and you see everybody around you is getting really fearful and really afraid, and you see a big drop in stock market values, then yeah, sure, you know, take that extra money that you've got and invest it. But I think the one thing to be careful of is don't invest it in two or three individual shares which you think might do really well in a recovery. Because the answer is none of us actually know what shares are going to do really well in a recovery from a big market fall. It could be the whole index, you know, and to me, I much prefer to buy an index once the world's fallen apart, because I think, you know, there's a good chance that a lot of the shares in the index will recover. Whereas if you take a punt on one or two individual shares that really got a hiding in the middle of March 2020, they might not recover their values. There might be some structural problem with their business that causes them to fall over. You know, I think about airlines all around the world, or hotel businesses, you know, that are still really struggling now, or restaurant chains, etc. So I think be careful with your investment decisions in a big crash. You know, be diversified, and specifically in a big crash, make sure you don't sell at the worst moments. You know, the market crashes are normal. We don't know why they're going to happen. We can never predict them, but they are part of life. And if you've got a 10 or 20 year period for your investments, especially in shares, then understand you're going to probably have two or three big market crashes in that time frame, and those are normal. That's okay. Don't worry about it and don't panic. So I guess the big honest money principle there is stay invested, don't panic, and when everyone else is really afraid, that's the time to get greedy and to try and invest a bit extra if possible.
Hi, honest money. I will be immigrating in the next few months. I've just sold my car, so I've got quite a lot of capital under my current portfolio. About 53% is in cash at the moment. So I'm wondering whether I should take that capital offshore to the country that I'm moving to in Europe, or should I keep it in South African rands and then just invest it? I look forward to hearing your response. Cheers.
Thanks very much for your question around immigrating. I think it's firstly, I wish you all the best on your new path, and secondly, I'm really sad that you're leaving. But I guess this is not the immigration show. This is the Honest Money Show, and we've got to give you the answers to your questions. So I think when you've got a definite plan to leave South Africa, then it makes sense to get as much of your money converted into the currency where you're going to as fast as possible. So for example, you're saying that you're moving to Europe, then my view is that you need to convert your rands into euros as fast as possible, and make sure that you can lock in a good exchange rate when the exchange rates are favorable for you. So, you know, I think at the moment, the rand's really volatile, and you know, there is a little bit of rand strength compared to what we saw in sort of March, April 2020. So I think anytime the rand is relatively strong, it would be worth your while to convert your rands into euros and to get those euros working for you on the other side as fast as possible. Obviously, you might need to keep some cash for expenses when you get there. You know, life's going to be new and surprising, and you know, the costs of living overseas are obviously a bit higher than South Africa. So, you know, make sure that you've got some cash available for any unforeseen expenses. But then once you're there, you know, make sure that you open an account with an online stockbroker on that side to get your investment portfolio going. And I think just for a lot of people who plan to spend some time overseas, you know, the principles that we talk about on Honest Money are exactly the same for anyone around the world. So, you know, whether you're living in South Africa or you're living in Europe and you want to build up a good ETF portfolio for yourself for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, then making sure that you've got, you know, a good exposure to the MSCI World and the MSCI Emerging Markets Index makes a lot of sense to me. The difference will be that you might be buying one in South Africa with rands and you'd buy the other one in Europe with euros. However, the underlying investments are exactly the same. So I think it's an important point that, you know, the diversification principles that we're talking about are actually universal for all investors wherever they live. You know, Americans are often overinvested in America, the same as South Africans and Europeans, but we need to make sure that wherever we live in the world, we've got good rational diversification, and you know, those global indices, I think, are the very best way of doing that if you're not going to have your own portfolio of investments. So, you know, I hope that helps you. Best of luck with your move, and we hope you come back to South Africa soon. Thank you for listening to Honest Money. If you have any questions, you're welcome to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is @WarrenIngram. Don't forget to subscribe. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Chat soon.